Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up. Turn it up. Here we go. Here we go. Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up. Turn it up. Here we go. Here we go.
What's up? What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem. And you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, friends and family? Listen, you already know how we do this. Of course, every single show, we got to make sure that you tune in to Eminem Live Radio on all podcasting platforms, man. Download it to your smartphone and or tablet on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio, man. Do it ASAP and get your friends involved. But of course, I cannot do the show alone. I need my right-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's good, Misa? What's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and let's go ahead and get things started. Okay, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. Now, of course, you guys already know. I mean, you already know what I'm about to say. You girls love us some Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up and go in. And blow up notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here is a huge shout out to @Zach.Idstrom on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's Follower Friday, man, listen up. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. That's @MMLiveRadio, all right? Be the first one to shout us out or blow up notifications, and you could be next week's Follower Friday.
Listen up, man. Hashtag too many hashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. You've got a couple more minutes, y'all, until we drop all the hashtags, all the trending topics that went down throughout the week. To make sure you don't go anywhere.
And listen, this show, we're decking the halls with so much holiday cheer, man. Listen, you do not want to miss it. Whether you've been waiting for this very moment or been playing Christmas music since July like your girl,
like
listen,
Mia.
This is the most wonderful time of year and you don't want to miss it.
And stay close. We have your dose of encouragement not too far away as Mia will be dropping all types of gems on you during her 1 minute inspiration.
And listen, we're talking love and relationships this week. We got our male perspective, Kimo Jones, going to be dropping in on your girls today. Holding it down for the fellas, giving a male perspective on the whole question. But here is this week's conversation. All right, listen up. Ladies, when a guy takes you out to dinner on your first date, do you ask him what you can order, or do you just order whatever you want on the menu regardless of the price? And fellas, does it matter to you what a lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit on what they can order? Listen, fellas, ladies, we got a question for each one of you. We want your opinion on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. Listen, you got to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see it. But Misa, we talked enough. We got to go ahead and play some music.
Okay, listen.
Aaron Cole season is officially over, man.
Is it?
It is.
Why is it over?
I don't know. I feel like Aaron Cole has served his time. He's been working since summer, all the way into fall, all the way into winter, dropping singles every 2 weeks. Huge shout out to him. But listen, this is the last song of Cole season. But listen, I have a feeling like an album or something's on the way soon.
It better be.
It better be. But listen, here's the last song of Cole season with Aaron Cole right now. Here is Patient With Me by Aaron Cole. Then we got some Ty Brazzle after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep looking up. Every time I think my struggle over, it just keep thicking up. All this pressure weighing on me, I just can't handle it. Yeah, yeah, oh my God, I just can't handle it. Tell me how I'm supposed to be a better man. When they lying to me, then they shake my hand. Where I come from, we cut them off, that's the end. But you telling me forgive just like you did. Yeah, yeah.
Last month I got on Twitter, check my DM, got a text. Was my homie from Virginia, said I'm proud to meet you next. Man, that's all I ever wanted, told me stay up and be blessed. But just a week later, he got shot down, man, I'm stressed. All this hate up in my heart, everything falling apart. This not how I'm supposed to be, help me be who you made me. Yeah, I know what I gotta do. I just gotta get right with you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Every day I fall in true. What you know ain't nothing new. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Cause every day I fall in true. But I'ma flex when I make it through. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Yeah, please be patient with me. Yeah, please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Yeah, they looking up to me, but I'm winking it. And I just gotta let them know it's you, that's all it is. Ain't got no problems, cause you got me. When you got me, they can't stop me. Lord, just keep me in your promise. Keep me humble, please don't drop me. Yeah, don't drop me, I can't get right. Need your mercy all the time. Work your magic like you Tracy in this prime. God, I need you. Cause I'm just tryna get right with you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Every day I fall in true. But you know ain't nothing new. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Cause every day I fall in true. But I'ma flex when I make it through. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Yeah. He ain't throw me. Please be patient with me. He ain't throw at me. No, 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 no. Don't fret. My God ain't through with me yet. Leaning on him, I'ma be my best. He ain't throw at me. No, 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 yeah. Every day I fall in true. But you know ain't nothing new. I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Cause every day I fall in true. But I'ma flex when I make it through. Cause I've been working on my troubles. Yeah, you know that it's a struggle. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Nah, 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 nah. Please be patient with me. Yeah. Please be patient with me. Nah, nah, nah.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Aaron Cole, and you're listening to my girls, Misa and Mia, on M&M Live Radio. Ah.
Turn it up. For show, man. Young star, but it's not for the show, man. Yeah, yeah, this is for the people. Xing out the evil, have you blessed with the vibes? Kick this good gospel, I seen dead turn alive. Tell my story, vivid painted Liberace type. Yeah, I'm back, you heard that, turn it up, sing it loud. Young T from the spin, realer spin a freestyle. All at once, Monte Carlo bounce. Turn it up, make them feel me now, make them feel me now. Turn it up. Make 'em feel me now, 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 make 'em feel me now, yeah. Hey, can't waste time, so you know I'm on the go, man. Can't block my shine, so you know I'm a glow, man. Look that hate real, so you know I'm in my zone, man. Big plans, I just got God on the phone, man. I can't lose it then, keep on moving in. We gon' find a way, this more than music, man. I hope tell them, listen to it. Turn it up, make them feel me now. 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 Make them feel me now, yeah.
Always and forever, man. That was All At Once by Ty Brazzle, man. Listen, huge shout out to Ty Brazzle for having an amazing tour. He was headlining his first tour, the Greatness Tour, and it came to our city. And of course, you guys know we always come out and support the artists we play here on the show. We got a chance to hang out with Ty, talk to some artists. It was an amazing tour for it to be his first one.
It was absolutely amazing. But Mia, it's so much that we have to tell our listeners. We'll tell them a little bit later.
We'll tell you a little bit later. But listen, guys, again, that was All At Once by Ty Brazzle. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen up. I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag coat ban. Oftentimes, people go to school as though they're going to walk down the runway at a fashion show, and we all know this to be true. Well, one England school is not having it to prevent other students who are less fortunate from being bullied. According to Fox News, that Church High School in New England has banned students from wearing jackets from Canada Goose and Montclair brands, which cost up to £1,000 or $1,280 each and made from real fur. Now, Mia, do you think that the school is more so helping the students, or do you think they're stunting their swag?
Here's what I personally think about it. I feel like you can tell the kids all they want to not wear the jacket so they're not bullying other kids, making kids feel bad. Whether you have a jacket or not, kids are still going to bully each other. So therefore, to me, attack the bullying. Don't attack, because I mean, whether they have a jacket or not, nice shoes or whatever, they can still bully people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like attack that, not what people are wearing.
Yeah.
The character, not the material things.
I think a lot of people are trying to find out how they're trying to find, solve a solution, then add to the problem. And I think that their focus is in the wrong direction. I do agree with you. And I think that they need to kind of address the bully and not take away from the hard-earned money that their parents invest to get them new clothes.
Because in the scenario, some parents get upset. I bought my kid this jacket, so therefore they can stay warm in school, therefore they can't wear it. But you need to attack the bullying first. Don't worry about all the other things. I mean, whether they have a jacket or not, they can still be bullying kids regardless.
Yeah, I think I see where the heart is coming from, but I think we need to reevaluate.
Go in it from a different angle.
Yeah, most definitely. Hashtag, you are here to learn.
Hashtag, so why with all the hoopla?
Hashtag, please take off that fur.
Hashtag, you're looking way too bourgeois.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, the ashiest place on earth. Disney theme parks have been ranked the world's most popular vacation spot for decades. But apparently, for some guests, the resorts are much more of a permanent resting place. So employees in Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, tell the Wall Street Journal that the parks that have been a favorite spot for visitors to scatter cremated ashes of their loved ones. Listen, guys, some guests have gone to like major measures with smuggling ashes into the park through prescription pill bottles, makeup compact to make sure that their loved ones can spend eternity on the happiest place on earth. Misa, listen, here's the first thing I thought of when I first read this hashtag. One, we're walking over dead people. One, but two, because when I first saw the hashtag, there was like this picture, like, you know how at Magic Kingdom
Epcot.
I guess where it is in Orlando, Florida.
Right, okay.
You know, like, at the end, they always do, like, fireworks. And there's, like, smoke and
shooting
stuff.
The ashes.
What if there's ashes falling from the sky?
And here we are thinking it's snow.
And we're like, it's magic. Tinkerbell, pixie dust. No, that's my Uncle Jim falling on you.
I could just see them shooting the fireworks as ashes, them staging it as if it's snowing, and little kids like, ah.
Ew. I want to catch a snowflake on my tongue. See, Mia, this is what I thought. You said the ashiest place on earth. I just knew we were talking about ashy people.
Oh,
that's the
my
first
gosh.
Thing I thought.
No, but it's all about people who are smuggling in their loved ones who are cremated and then laying them there in Disney World. I'm not sure if that's like their lasting wishes, but that's they're just trying to make their loved ones happy.
Yo, we really have to think, okay, and really take our sanitation and health into consideration because, kids drop things all the time.
Yeah.
Kids put things that are on the floor back in their mouth. And when you just kind of think about it, it's really disgusting.
What if you just, like, lay it on, like, the exit where it says Walt Disney World? I'm just trying to think of, like, an alternative.
This is what I think.
Sometimes that's people's dying wish, man. I want my ashes laid in the beach or I want it laid in somewhere else. And they might want it to be laid in Disneyland
this
in front of
think.
Epcot, in front of Princess Tiana. I don't know.
This is what I think. I think a good solution to this situation would be if maybe Disney World built like a lake or some type of wishing fountain.
Cause, I mean, the kids go swimming in the fountain.
Dang, Mia. Shoot my idea out the sky like they're shooting firework ashes in the sky over the Mountain Kingdom.
I think we got to just go ahead and come to the conclusion. None of this is going to work. It's just not going to work.
I wasn't even thinking about the kids swimming in the people's body parts.
Somebody's got to think about it. Hashtag Disneyland is for fun.
Hashtag to say the least.
Hashtag and where others.
Hashtag rest in peace.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag claim your money. I know y'all remember the historic Mega Millions jackpot in October that reached $1.5 billion. Well, apparently the winner in South Carolina has not come forward yet. Can y'all believe that?
What?
Yes. According to ABC News, the winning ticket was purchased at a Kmart in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and they have not heard from the winner, who has up to 180 days to come forward and claim his or her prize. Listen, time has run out.
I feel like that 180 days needs to be condensed. I think that's way too long.
You got a week.
Why would you not go ahead and secure the bag? It's already yours.
That was the easiest $1.5 billion anyone could ever make.
I think they're doing this to gloat.
You think so?
To rub it in our faces. You're not going to claim it yet, but it's still mine. You can't. I don't know. I feel some type of way about that.
Are you saving $1.5 billion for
something?
I don't
even know. To me, that makes no sense.
Yeah. I think at this point, they do need to condense the amount of time you have to claim your prize.
Yeah.
It's not fair to us.
It's not.
I think at this point, we need to redraw.
Do we even know if it's like a man or a woman or like, do we know any of that?
I heard through a grapevine it was a woman.
Well, she need to step it on up.
Something.
Because listen, I can go to Simpsonville, South Carolina and get a winning ticket. If I wanted to.
I don't know, but all I know is that, sis, you need to hurry up.
All the way.
Hashtag, you need to hurry up.
Hashtag, and learn your lesson.
Hashtag, listen to Mary Mary.
Hashtag, and go get your blessing.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, a ghostly wedding. So a couple of weeks ago during hashtag too many hashtags, we talked about a woman who got engaged to a ghost. So here's an update on that whole ghostly couple situation. A British resort has offered to host their wedding. Now, Misa, here's my thing. Okay, you have the bride side who's coming in. Who's gonna sit in on the groom side if he's a ghost?
Casper, the Holy Spirit.
Not the Holy Spirit.
I'm just trying to let you know who's gonna be sitting in all these empty seats.
So this is just weird. The fact that the resort is even now supporting it, giving them a free venue to now have their wedding, like, what world are we living in right now?
Yeah, I think we're just playing into it a little too much. You know, I think there's a time and place for everything, and this is neither the time or the place.
Who's going to be his groomsman?
I don't know. I ran out of
ghosts. Are his mom and dad coming?
I don't know. I guess, to be honest, what they should do is go on Facebook Live and record this so that we all can see who's actually there.
How
they did the royal wedding.
How is she going to kiss him?
This is the ghostly wedding, huh?
How are they going to have their first kiss?
Mia, apparently she's been hooking up with ghosts all her life.
Oh my God, I guess you know better than anybody, any one of us. Hashtag here comes the bride.
Hashtag all dressed in white.
Hashtag and here comes the groom.
Hashtag floating somewhere in the room.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week for you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Listen, we have so much going on. We have 1 minute inspiration. We've got Christmas music coming up just all over the place. But also, we have this great conversation all centered around this, love and relationships. Ladies, when a guy takes you out
to dinner on your first date? Do you ask him what you can order, or do you just order what you want no matter what the price is on the menu? And fellas, does it matter to you what the lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit on what they can order?
Listen, ladies, fellas, let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Let us know what you think about this week's question. But Misa, we got to get back to some more music. Huge shout out to this amazing artist. Her name is Juan Day. We were able to meet her during A3C Fest. Got a chance to play more of her music on the show earlier. But listen, she is by far, I want to say, probably one of my favorite artists recently.
Female rap artist.
Female rap
artist.
Yeah. Especially. She's just killing the game right now. So here's one of her songs, No Flex, again by Juan Day. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. Keep it locked right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah. No flexing, no flexing, no, no. Yeah. No flexing, no flexing, no, no. Yeah. No flexing, no flexing, no, no. I don't flex, like,
what?
I don't,
what?
No flex.
I ain't gotta flex. And I've been winning, never really need to stress. When you rockin' with the best, see you got a new mentality. I used to have dreams, now they looking like reality. People living fear, man, that's really a shame. Never knew that true life till I lived under shame. See, I stay in my lane, but I got a new direction. Cause I'm always chasing life like I got a new obsession.
No flex.
Stop trying to fit in so bad, homie, stand up.
Straight up.
You love your career or just chasing the bands now? Do you love your life? Take a look at your surroundings, all your friends are right. Take a look at what you put your time in, what are you finding? Is that really bad or you just with them cause they fine, man? Oh, no shade though, I just say what's on my mind, I do it all the time. What kind of person would I be if I just let you live erratically? I know the truth but then I don't tell you, that's pretty bad to me. Looking at the world is pretty sad to me. So broke, talking about they living lavishly. So broke, but they chase the same thing, then expect change. Now the definition is insane.
Yeah. We don't do no flex, no flex. We don't do no flex.
No lie, like a relaxer, yo, I hit them with the facts. Devil trying to play me, trying to put me in a trap. Said he checking on me like a paper with a tax. But I only count on God like a banker with the racks. Yo, I'm ready, cutting to the chase like a machete. Better know your place, cause you can't get replaced. God is love, but he ain't the heart emoji face. Amen. Homie, let me show you life. I'm talking joy in the morning. Chucking at the deuce, I got peace in the morning. Love everlasting. Honey pop in my hat is love, it's a passing. Sin, I'm a past, finish last, not me. Reap what you sow, man, I got a lot of seeds. Time to be bold, rip his name correctly. Her name is Shane, girl, living life, so let me,
yeah. We don't do no flex, no flex.
Yeah.
We don't do no flex.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it. Turning up for life on the
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was One Day.
No flex. Listen, we got more music where that came from, so keep it locked right here. But listen, man. Make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast.
Yes.
That's on iTunes, Google Play, and also iHeartRadio. Again, you want to make sure you do that. Subscribe. You get notified every time a new show goes live. So again, subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. That's on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio.
Stay tuned. We've got Women Inspiration. We've got some Christmas holiday cheer coming up. But also right here, right now, this show, we are talking nothing but love and relationships. Perfect for the holiday season. I feel like Christmas is a really good romantic
holiday. Aside from, of course, Valentine's Day. But I think people like being, like, giving gifts, you know, all the other type of things.
Yeah, of course. And, of course, you know, we have to talk about some things on Eminem Live Radio to help put you guys on game. You know, the ladies, we're holding it down for you. Your girls are holding it down. But, of course, we need somebody for the fellas. So we got the right person for the job that's going to be representing the guys. We got our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, in the studio. What's going on, Kimo?
Yam. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feel today?
Kimo's been doing this thing ever since Thanksgiving.
I said I'm going to invent something. It's called Yam.
Okay, yeah. You know how everyone in New York, they say yurt.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, Kimo thought he was going to start saying
Yam.
And he thinks that everyone's going to come along.
Oh, my God.
Kimo's trying to make fetch happen, but you can't make fetch happen,
Kimo.
You can't
make things
Yam?
Happen. I don't know. We'll see who catches on. And we'll have to get it on camera
if we ever hear.
Just to make sure that, you know, of course, it's catching on. But I don't know, Kimo. What's been going on with you?
Hey, man, a little bit of everything. So Thanksgiving just happened. And so, you know, I'm feeling kind of overstuffed right now.
Yes, we all had Thanksgiving together. And listen,
yeah.
Thanksgiving this year was iconic.
It was A1. A1.
We got to go down the role of, like, you know, what everyone's role was. So, Misa, give everyone your, what did you do this Thanksgiving? What did you cook?
First off, we all collectively came together. Friends and family came from all over, everywhere, to celebrate Thanksgiving at my mother's house. So, of course, all of us were here. But I'll include Kimo in it, too.
Come on,
Me and Kimo, we both made sweet potato souffle that was bomb.
It was crazy.
And then we also made green bean casserole, which was also bomb.
Yeah, it was great.
Mia, what you do?
Man.
Mia?
Listen,
what you bring
man.
To the table,
listen,
Mia?
Man.
Come on, now.
Listen, the kid had a three-peat last year when it came to the mac and cheese, so you know I had to bring it in and spice it up a little bit. So you know the kid made not one, not two, not three, but a four cheese macaroni and cheese. And man, when I tell you, it was busting,
y'all.
Yeah, it was good. I can't even flex. I really can't
it
even flex.
It was so good. And also, I'd made squash dressing. Listen,
yeah.
Don't judge it unless you tried mine. Listen,
yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. And Kimo documented it all on
Listen,
Instagram
let me tell
stories.
You something. Follow me on Instagram at the Kimo Jones. You'll be able to see, like, all of our Thanksgiving stories. But when I ate Mia's mac and cheese, I was like, Yam.
It's still not working.
Okay.
We're going to have to see. We'll have to see. I feel like there's some time during the show you might say it, and it'll probably
okay,
catch right. up.
We'll
now,
find out.
Now, also, okay, also, we have to make sure that we make mention and shout out once again Ty Brazzle and the Greatness Tour, y'all. We all went together also. That was, I think, a week prior to Thanksgiving. And when I tell you Ty Brazzle and all of the artists, Jerry Manna,
Paris Carriz, DJ DB405, DJ 412.
What
listen,
up?
What up, RG? It was an amazing. Greatness was definitely done.
It was definitely great. It was definitely great. And we got a chance to, you know, of course, hang out with all of our artist friends, catch up with Ty Brazzle. And the place was packed. And I'm really, really proud of Ty for headlining his first tour.
You know, he's going to be doing Winter Jam coming up. So I feel like this set him up perfectly for that. And also, he got a new album about to drop soon. So listen, your girls are just all the way excited for Ty this season. He's about to go in right now. But listen, man, we got a great conversation this week on Eminem Live Radio. We're talking love and relationships. Now listen, if you don't know this week's question, I'm going to go ahead and let you know what it is. So ladies, we're asking this to you. When a guy takes you out to dinner on a first date, do you ask him what you can order, or do you just order what you want no matter what the price is on the menu? Now fellas, does it matter to you what a lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit on what they can order? Now, we asked this question on social media, and of course, you guys always came in clutch. Shout out to Team Eminem, always going in on social media with the comments. Huge shout out to you guys for commenting on this week's question. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram, thanks so much for commenting at 11 Eternity. This person says, definitely not. The lady orders what she wants, no question. The whole menu should be in my budget, or I don't deserve to be taking her there. We could discuss where we're gonna eat, but not discuss what we're gonna eat when we are there. At Ashley Janae, this person says, I would order what I want, but definitely not break the bank. Try to find one of the cheapest meals. Lastly, I feel like if you ask any guy, what can I order? He's gonna say, order what you want, because he's trying to impress you. Even if he knows he can't afford it, he'll still say it. And at Champagne Deuce, this person says, I don't take him anywhere. I can't afford what's on the menu.
Listen, guys, if you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. When we come back, we got more comments after that. But Misa, we got a real good question this week.
We have a great conversation. And of course, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at MM Live Radio, you can chime in. Ladies, get bae involved. Get your crush involved. Get your dads involved. Fellas, get your moms, your sisters, your cousins, whoever it is. We want everybody to chime in on this conversation. But right here, right now, it's the moment you all have been waiting for. Every now and then, you need a little pick-me-up. You need a little inspiration. And of course, you have stopped at the right place to get it. We are giving you the 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl, Mia. She's going to inspire you in under 60 seconds.
So earlier this week, I had a random thought about racehorses and something that they wear called blinders. Now, what are blinders, you ask? Well, let me tell you. So blinders are small squares of firm leather attached to the bridle at the side of a horse's head. Now, horses have peripheral vision, so which means that they can end up running off course unless they wear blinders. Now, blinders were invented to keep a racehorse focused in the race. They keep them from getting distracted from the other horses next to them, helps them stay in their lane and remain focused during the race so they can win. Now, if you don't know where I'm going with this inspiration, you do not know me at all. Listen, some of you guys are getting too caught up in your peers, co-workers, and colleagues in or focused on what they're doing in their lives. Man, I wish I got into that college. What, they got promoted? Why can't my relationship be like theirs? Stop that right now. Put your blinders on and focus on the race you're running. How are you going to cross the finish line when you're in someone else's lane? Don't compare and run your race. You got this.
There you have it. Mia said, No.
Stop that.
Comparing yourself to other people. You know, it's so easy to do that nowadays.
Listen, man, you got to don't compare. I think that's the one thing we get so caught up in someone else's lane. How you going to do that? You got to focus on the lane you're in and run your race.
Run your race, man. I'm telling you, do that and make sure you listen to Mia's inspiration and even my inspiration also. We're posting them on social media. We're trying to bring inspiration visually to all social media. So, of course, not only can you hear us, but you can see us, you can feel us, all that great stuff on MM Live Radio. We are bringing to YOU. But Mia, let's get to some more good music.
Let's go ahead and get back into some more music, man. Listen, guess who just joined the Left Hand Gang? Well, not officially. Holland, she just got proposed to, man. Ooh. Yes, man. Huge shout out to Holland and her new husband to be. You know, here's some new music by Holland, as a matter of fact. Here is Horizon by Holland herself. People out right here you're listening to, you already know.
It's MM Live Radio.
Sweet place, always leaves a bittersweet taste. When I go there, I don't wanna stay. Let's visit on another day. But human is a tough disease, yeah, it's slowly killing me. Yeah, but there's another side existing still, spirituality. I just wanna know you better than I did before. And I don't wanna stand here no.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was my girl Holland with Horizon.
Listen, we got some more great music after that, and actually holiday music, so make sure you keep it where you got it. But listen, man, we're having a great conversation this week. As you guys know, we're talking love and relationships on Eminem Live Radio, and we got our male perspective, Kimo Jones, hanging in on the show this week. What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I came in too soon. I got excited.
Listen, we got Kimo in this week to hold it down for the fellas. Give us a male perspective on this week's question. We got a two-part question, one for the ladies, one for the fellas. So therefore, this is this week's question, guys, all right? Ladies, when a guy takes you out to dinner on your first date, do you ask him what you can order, or do you just order what you want no matter what the price is on the menu? Now, fellas, does it matter what a lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit on what she can order? We got so many comments on this week's question. Now, we're going to read some more of our favorite comments we got over on social media.
On Facebook, Ashton Etheridge, she says, I ask them what looks good to them or what they're thinking about ordering and then pick something of equal or lesser value. That's just what I was taught. I naturally don't like spending other people's money, though. So I'm always courteous to not just get whatever I want. And heading on over to Twitter, thanks so much for commenting, at Brown Eyed Soul Man. He says, price is never the issue if you already know the place. If I say IHOP, I'm prepared to pay that price. If I say Four Seasons, I'm prepared to pay that price too.
Ooh, one of our followers got money. Yeah. Okay, well listen guys, that's all the comments we're going to read this week. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But of course you guys know you got to get our opinions here in studios. Let's go ahead and get it started. Kimo, does it matter to you what a lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit on what she can order?
Listen man, in the words of the great prophet Usher, make it say yam, no limit, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Usher said yam?
He said yam.
Oh, okay. I think that was a remix. I think that was a remix I missed.
I don't think Usher said yam.
Yam, no limit. Look, there's no limit to whatever you can buy. My thing is, if we're at McDonald's, you can't spend more than $10.
Okay, but say if you're at somewhere like, I don't know, like somewhere fancy.
Yeah, come on now. Somewhere, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to take your girl to right.
On a first date.
But listen up. I'm going to give you Kimo's guide to first dating, okay? So if you know that your budget is only $40, then you know you have to pick her up, so that's gas, right? Then you have to say, okay, we're going to go eat, right? Or then you have to do something that's free. So it might be like a park or whatever, right? Maybe okay. Walk around. So you have to budget yourself out. So let's say I know that wherever I go, I'm going to spend at least $10. If that's all you got to spend on food, then you can't go to Ruth Chris. You can't go to Roussan's. You can't go to Justin's or Four Seasons. You need to go to Starbucks.
He broke it all.
McDonald's. Cookout. Get you a $5 tray.
Yo, you follow Four Seasons with Starbucks. Oh, that was so funny.
You know what I'm saying? I think in this generation, everybody's trying to like flex and be like, yeah, I got it. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
You're right.
But if you ain't got it, don't act like you got it and go into bankruptcy trying to impress right. a girl who probably won't even like you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
So my thing is like, if you go on the first few dates, make those be cheap dates and see if you really want to invest in that person. And then over time, y'all can go up to, you know, I don't know, IHOP, you know, work your way up to, you know what I'm saying, Agave. And then, you know, for your 20th year wedding anniversary, you can go to Roussan's or Four
Listen,
Seasons.
Man, don't look broke trying to look rich.
Come on
at
now.
Your wage.
Act your wage. I love it.
Listen, okay, so Misa, when a guy takes you out on a dinner date for your first date, do you ask him what you can order, or do you just order whatever you want on the menu regardless of the price?
Listen, I have to agree with my girl Ashton, okay? I literally do this all the time, and I actually think I did it when I first started dating Kimo. We went out to eat. What are you thinking about getting? So then he tells me what he wants on the menu. I see, oh,
that's $20. So I got to get $12 and less.
$12 and less. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because then again, like another one of our followers mentioned, if you ask how much money is in the budget for tonight, he's going to say order what you want anyway. You know what I'm saying? So kind of like you're back to square one about ordering what you want.
I don't always assume that they're going to say that. Because I'm afraid you might be like, oh, it's going to be $20. We're going to do this
Mia, come on now. Your first date.
We share appetizers with Mia. Well, I mean, for the entree.
But he might say that, though. You know what I'm saying? So you might be like, hey, so what are we getting? Hey, I'm thinking about getting a 2 for $20. Then you know, all right, this is what right, I got this is to what choose, I got to
but, the, but the thing is he just told you what you wanted. That's kind of going back to what one of our followers said. You didn't ask him what can I order or what the budget is. He just told you what he was going to order.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And to be honest, I have to agree with, I think it was Ashley Janae on Instagram. She said when talking to the guy, like, she doesn't want to spend a whole lot of somebody else's money. So you kind of have to, like, go back to asking the questions of, like, getting to know that person. And he's going to also try to impress you at the end of the day anyway.
He better.
Okay, so I agree with what you said, Misa, because I did that one time at my my friend's birthday party. Her mom was paying for everyone's dinner. And then so, her daughter, who was my friend, I was like, hey, what you getting? And she said, oh, I'm getting, like, this pasta or whatever. And it was $25. So I'm like, okay, I'm got to go $25 or less. So therefore, I feel like I would do the exact same thing. I'm never the type of person to break someone's bank. I'm never, but at the same time, I'm not going to ask. I feel like that's just kind of, like, awkward in a way. I don't know. I just know I'm never going to, like, you know, break your bank, you know, have you searching in your pockets and be looking all real high maintenance,
like,
or whatever.
Texting your mom, asking her to cash app you an additional $15.
Yeah, like, give me the sirloin steak and the lobster tail. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's like $50, I'm not going to do that to you.
Why is it that you think that the man has to assume the price of the meal or the bill of the meal?
Why is it like his responsibility to pay?
Yeah.
I think because usually in society, it's the guy's responsibility or the husband's responsibility to provide for his lady, provide for the family. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, at this point, I'm trying to see if you're willing to provide for me.
Here's my theory. If you ask me out on the date, I think you should pay. Because you asked me out. You wanted to take me out on the date. You
You're know what I'm doing saying? The chasing.
Because here's also what I was raised with. With growing up, my mom would always say, like, when we go out, like, to birthday parties with friends, she would always get upset when a friend would ask you to come out, celebrate their birthday, and then tell you to pay for it. You told me to come out to celebrate you. So therefore, you want for me to pay to be around you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You asked me to come. So therefore, I feel the same thing with the date. If I ask a guy out on a date, I pay for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just my personal mentality. So if a guy asks me out, I think you're going to pay. Now, I'm still going to bring money. When they ask for whatever, the check comes, I'm still going to act like I'm reaching in my bag. Like, I'm going to get something. But I really do think that you're going to pay. Now, I'm going to always bring money, make sure I'm straight. But that's just, you know, that's the theology of Mia Evans.
Ladies, that was some gems right there.
That's just my personal.
When you go
logic.
Out on a date, my father taught me this. When you go out on a date, the guy asks you out, make sure you're able to provide for yourself.
Always still bring money.
Because you don't want to be
bring
you,
money.
If anything goes down, you don't want to be sitting there looking stupid, lost with a bill, expecting for him to pay the whole thing, and now you don't have enough money to pay for yourself.
If this is in the back, you need to roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So always make sure you are secure. At the end of the day, because when they ask separate checks, he could be like, yeah. And it can surprise you.
So listen, so let me also ask you this. So when is it a good time for the lady to ask the guy on a date?
Whenever she feel like it. Because this is what I'm thinking. I feel like that's what y'all just said is great, right? I think that oftentimes guys do assume the responsibility of the bill because it's our standard, stereotypical
societal
ideal, right? Mm-hmm. But I think as of right now, we're living in a time where things are different, right?
Yeah.
You know, we have women who are now CEOs of companies. We have women who are working. They're not just staying at home anymore, right?
Exactly.
And so if you got your own, why can't I be the one that's treated out? You know what I'm saying? Why can't you ask me out on the first date?
But here's my thing. I don't mind. I feel like after we've dated for some time, I don't mind paying.
Yeah,
in
no
a way,
problem.
Like how you want to impress me, I want to impress you. Yeah. I want to show you that I got something. I don't mind treating you out too. I feel like that would be surprising to guys, like low key.
But would you pay for the first date?
If I asked you out on the first date, yeah, I'd pay for you. Yeah.
But would you ever ask somebody out on the first date?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I don't think it will happen.
Come on now.
Mia. Wait.
Listen, man. Okay, listen.
Oh, Lord.
The only reason why
Lord.
We laugh at that is because Misa and Kimo genuinely know me. So, therefore, they know I be getting nervous sometimes.
Like, I don't know what to say.
I be not knowing what to say. So, probably the one in a million chance I ever do, I would ask a guy out.
Yeah,
one in a million. That's all I was saying.
Your poker face was not on today. It was not on today. Okay, listen. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Eminem Live Radio. We are having a great conversation about ladies and fellas on the first date. Listen, it's all centered around this right here. Ladies, when a guy takes you out to dinner on your first date, do you ask him what you can order, or do you just
order what you want no matter what the price is on the menu. And fellas, does it matter to you what the lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit on what they can order?
Listen, personally, I feel, okay, here's another question I want to ask. I think you are, it's kind of like balancing off of what you first said, Misa, with you saying, when is it okay for a girl to pay? Now, let's say the scenario of the guys, you go for the date, you know, it's the girl, you go to the date with the guy, and okay, therefore, he said this, they ask, okay, you have a great night, it's all everything you want, yeah, you're laughing, you're feeling him or whatever, you expect for him to pay. Mm-hmm. And then so the waitress says, all right, will this be all on one check? And he's like, no, two checks. Is it bad that the girl, is it wrong for the girl to not want to go back out on a date with him because he didn't pay?
Well, no, I think, what do I always say? If everybody know what's going on, can't nobody get mad. So I think at that point, she wasn't aware that they were going on a quote unquote date as friends.
Oh, so you're saying we got to decipher whether or not it's even a date.
From the jump.
Right, from the jump.
So listen, if I pay for my meal, we homies.
If you pay for your own meal?
If I pay for my own meal.
If you split the bill, you're saying?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. If we split the bill, you fam.
Yeah, you're bro.
I'm going to hit you with that line all for the rest of the night.
Yeah, you're friends.
Now, if you pay for me, then I feel like that's a date.
Yeah. Because my thing is, I don't have time to be sitting around here going to lunch dates with friends.
Yeah.
I got tons of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for another friend, especially a guy friend.
But I feel like that's also another thing. I feel like sometimes there are some guys out there who don't like just bluntly say, hey, I want to take you out. You know, this is that and the third. They're like, hey, you want to hang out? And I'm like, okay, is this a date? Like some girls don't even ask that question. They just assume and they're like, we just hanging out. Just go ahead and tell the girl it's a date. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to go ahead and say that. Because some girls are probably 9 times out of 10. All girls will like it when you say verbally, all right, it's a date.
Yeah.
So they think of their mind, oh my God, it's a date. Like, right. they think we're geek after that.
Exactly.
So whose responsibility is it to define whether or not it's a date?
It's
is
the girl's responsibility.
Whoever's asking who out.
But there's a lot of people that do not have good communication skills, Mia. And I feel like if you're going to ask, I need to confirm at that point. If you ask me I wanna kinda go out, you wanna go out for coffee or do you wanna go out for so-and-so such and such, that's your responsibility as a lady to confirm it. Okay, is this a date? And then if he doesn't say anything, we need to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we all need to be on the same page. When we don't, that's when we get to the actual date. I invested all this time in my hair, my outfit, my girls are over here, I do makeup, I do all these things, and we just friends. I don't think so. Because, you know, makeup is expensive, bro.
So, for example, I think it was, I heard just recently that Will Smith, did y'all hear how Will Smith asked Jada to be his girlfriend?
Yes.
He was like, hey, yo, so Jada, what's going on? Hey, Will, you know what I'm saying? I'm just hanging out. So you dating somebody? No? Well, you dating me now.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay.
Is that how you do it nowadays?
I feel like that only worked because he was Will Smith.
Yeah.
I feel like if any other guy comes to me, we would not do nothing like
he
that.
He was the freshest prince.
He was the freshest prince.
I don't know, yeah. I think I could pull that off. Yam.
All right. Thanks so much for the commenting, everybody. Listen, this was a great conversation. Get everybody involved in this conversation. It's never too late to jump in and chime in on what you think the conversation should be.
But listen, guys, if you're just now tuning in, if you still want to go ahead and comment, let us know what you think about this week's question. It's all centered around this. Ladies, when a guy takes you out to dinner for your first date, do you ask him what you can order, or do you just order whatever you want on the menu regardless of the price? And fellas, does it matter what the lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit on what she can order? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and give us your honest comments and responses on this week's question. But listen, guys, it's the most wonderful time of year when I tell you. Listen, we're about to get into some holiday spirit right here, right now. Here is This Christmas by PJ Morton. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Hang all the mistletoe, gonna get to know you better this Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside's place
Christmas by PJ Morton. Listen, I'm not usually a big fan of like this Christmas like remakes. Like my only favorite version is Chris Brown's version. This is probably my favorite version of this Christmas I've ever heard.
That was Christmas and Nola.
Exactly. Listen, guys, again, that was Christmas by This Christmas by PJ Morton. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And guys, also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
And we had so much fun this show. We really hope you guys enjoyed today's show. But don't forget, you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, ladies, when a guy takes you out to dinner on your first date, do you ask him what you can order, or do you just order whatever you want on the menu regardless of the price? And fellas, does it matter to you what the lady orders on the menu? Do you have a limit to what she can order?
Yes, big shout outs to our very special guest Kimo Jones for being our male's perspective and weighing in on this week's love and relationships conversation. Kimo, give everybody your social media one time.
Hello, everybody. You can find me at The Kimo Jones on everything. That's C-H-E-K-E-M-O-J-O-N-E-S.
There you have it. Be sure to follow him. And do you have any final words to give to the people?
Yeah, man. Like Mia said earlier, man, act your wage, yam. And if everybody know what's going on,
can't nobody get mad. Yeah. Of course, you know Kimo.
You shout out to Kimo for joining us on this week's show. But also, guys, make sure you subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. And for more information, go to our website, misaandmia.com/podcast.
Yes, yes, and please tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, Christmas music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But, of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Listen, thank you guys so much for tuning in to your girls right here. But listen, we gotta go ahead and get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Make sure you are using your words to claim 2018 to being your year. It's never, ever too late. There's death and life in the power of the tongue. Always remember that. But of course, we've got to go ahead and get out of here. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Ooh. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.